You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 10th.
And we have a winner.
We're asking folks, which world leader do you want to have dinner with? And one of our listeners wants to head to France.
I'm Robin Berman. I'm calling from Briarcliff Manor, New York. And although I'm a news junkie and really interested in international affairs, I'd like to have dinner with that sexy Frenchman, Nicolas Sarkozy. Have a great day.
C'est parfait. C'est exactement.
Thanks very much. We want to hear who you would like to have dinner with. And we want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And there is a reason why we're asking, right, John?
That's right. The question of who shall rule in Pakistan is a deeply emotional debate for the people of that country. And the ripples of that debate erupt into world headlines on a daily basis. It's a debate about religion, the military. It's a debate about democracy. Here are some Pakistani women voices in that debate.
We are against the army and their allies, the mullahs. We want to make it clear. Without the army, the mullahs cannot rule this country. They are the ones who are keeping the army in power.
And here is the voice of the Pakistani army, General Pervez Musharraf.
Why didn't democracy function here? First of all, there was no democracy at the grassroots level. We still were maintaining the colonial period of administration through a district commissioner, deputy commissioner, and a superintendent of police running a district. The people didn't have the power.
This visceral debate over the soul of politics in Pakistan is, quite literally, dinner table conversation. They are scenes from filmmaker Sabia Sumar's documentary Dinner with the President, A Nation's Journey. She's one of Pakistan's few female independent documentary makers in a country where women's traditional role is to stay at home and questioning authority can very much be dangerous. She joins us here in the studio. Sabia, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting
Congratulations on the film. It will air this fall, October 28th, on PBS. A dinner conversation with the president to talk about the future of your country. That's the simple premise, but that's about all that's simple about this film, right?
I guess so. I think it's very complex in the sense that it sort of takes you all across the length and breadth of Pakistan and asking the question of how democracy will come to Pakistan.
How did you think that a dinner table conversation could be a forum where deeper truths might emerge, both from the leader of Pakistan, Pervez Musharraf, and the other people at the table who debated, including Musharraf's mother?
Well, I'm a filmmaker and not a journalist. So, I'm always thinking of a film in scenes and how those scenes will tell more about the person I'm talking with and how that will reveal different things about the character. So I decided to have a dinner setting because it's kind of disarming and it kind of takes you beyond a conversation that you see on television news or, you know, stuff like that.
What does come out in the conversation, which I think is very profound, is that whether you're talking about the army or the mullahs, the religious authorities, so many people in Pakistan believe that they're saving the country for democracy, that in some sense they're stepping in and taking control because if left purely to democratic forces, mistakes might be made. Musharraf says that in some cases, and of course the religious believe that they should have the power to control democracy. What do you make of that?
I think the question really is that, you know, Pakistan doesn't have a democratic tradition at all. It doesn't have a class that represents the values of a democratic system. It's mainly a feudal country, and feudalism has nothing to do with individual rights at all. So I think that's the main difficulty, which is why you have so many different power struggles, you know, at play in Pakistan. And the word democracy is quite empty when you look at the country and you see how it actually runs.
Were you surprised at how disarming Pervez Musharraf was at dinner?
I was a bit, actually. Yeah. I was.
He's a charming fellow.
He is, and very sincere. And it was very good to have his mother and his wife there as well. And that kind of gave us a sense of his background and what's important to him in terms of values.
And no food tasters or anything? I mean, it was very informal, and you really do capture an actual moment.
Mm-hmm. I hope so, yeah.
And also in the movie, there are so many actual moments because you talk to such a wide breadth of the community. You talk to the mullahs, you talk to the truck drivers on the street, you talk to some of the poor folk who live in rural areas. When you look back, which character really spoke to you in a way that was surprising?
Can I say two characters?
Sure. Two characters.
I think for me, the most interesting was the truck drivers discussion, because they were really transparent and they came through so vulnerable. And that's what I understand of my people. That's what I understand of the people of Pakistan, that they're honest, truthful, vulnerable, and just caught in the web of corrupt politicians.
And they said it was all about class. In fact, one of them looked at you and said he wanted to be like you. He wanted to be educated.
Yes. And I think that's really poignant. I mean, that's the truth. That is the truth, because if they just had the opportunity to have the kind of education that I did, they wouldn't be in the place that they're in, and they wouldn't be supporting the mullahs. You know, it has a lot to do with economic deprivation.
And they didn't see politics having anything to do with bridging that gap either.
No, not at all. It was about education. It was very clear to them that if the state provided that kind of support, then they would, you know, be on the other side.
Well, finding that common ground in Pakistan, that common experience and common point of view to share a vision for the future is one of the themes in your movie. And let's hear some of the voices that do project very, very different points of views. Here are some of those mullahs you talked about a moment ago.
According to the Islamic principles, the women should give more attention to their homes. We give respect to the women.
And here's a woman voice, Musharraf's mother, at the dinner table.
There's not a damn thing all of you can do about him, so you might as well kill yourselves. What kind of things do you talk about?
You have to.
An election in a country of 150 million people is rigged.
Of course, that's not Musharraf's mother, but that is another passionate voice at the dinner table talking about the frustrations of having democracy there. What do you make of the mullah's voices speaking for women like yourself?
Well, as you can see in the film, or you will see in the film when it's aired, that, you know, I took that whole discussion as a debate between myself representing a feminist position and the mullahs representing their own value system. And I felt very strongly that I have the right to live in my country and to live on my own terms. So there is no way that I'm going to take their dictate as the whole truth.
In many ways, this film is your step to do that. You know, we just have a few seconds. The sad, sort of poignant moment at the end is both of you are at the table. And it does feel as though you very much, Musharraf, and you as a liberal, are in the minority in your country, and that the balance of power will not be decided at a dinner table like this, but very much out in the countryside among the truck drivers. It's an amazing film. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Sabia Sumar's film is Dinner with the President, A Nation's Journey. It's a great documentary that will air on PBS on October 28th this fall. Thank you so much.
Thank you.